His check on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. Earlier this week, the Salisbury Sharon Transfer Station got an opening date at the transfer station meeting. It will be October 15th. That despite the fact that construction has still hit several snafus along the way. The Salisbury Board of Selectmen are hopeful that October 15th will be the day of the opening. During the meeting, the board heard updates from the station manager, Brian Bartram, about the operation of the new facility, which costs just under $7 million and is located off Route 44 in Salisbury, right near the border with Millerton, New York. The present station is on land lease from Hotchkiss School on Route 41. That lease ends this year and the private school chose not to renew it. Bartram said he's working on a handout that'll provide all necessary information to those who want to use it. Dutchess County Division of Solid Waste Management is hosting a Hazardous Waste Collection Day on Saturday. The event will be at 626 Dutchess Turnpike in Poughkeepsie. Registration and prepayment of $10 required. The event is open to Dutchess County residents only. You can register online at dutchessny.gov/solidwaste. Registration is limited to the first 360 households. The 13th Annual Salisbury Winter Sports Association Golf Benefit will be at the Undermountain Golf Course on Saturday, making, of course, money available to the Salisbury Winter Sports Association and additional donations to the Jane Lloyd Fund. To see if there's still room to play, 518-329-4444. On Saturday in Cornwall between 9 and noon, the 4th Annual Green Up Cleanup Day will be held. Pretty busy weekend in our region, especially at the Sharon Playhouse on Saturday. Nicholas Ward has the patio dinner show kickoff at the Sharon Playhouse this Saturday. The gates open at 6:30. The show's at 8 p.m. More information, sharonplayhouse.org. The Amenia Lions Club 6th Annual Community Classic Car Show will be held at the Four Brothers Drive-In Theater on Sunday, September 20th from 10 till 2. All proceeds benefit the Amenia Lions Club for juvenile diabetes research. It's rain or shine, fun for the whole family. There'll be food, music, giveaways, trophies, and dash plates. More information is available at bjdhale@gmail.com. Meanwhile, on Sunday, a movie comes to the Sharon Playhouse outdoors once again, The Big Short, the drive-in movie event to benefit the movie house at the Sharon Playhouse. Gates open Sunday at 6, introduction at 7:15, movie begins at 7:45. It's by carload, and there's only room for 52 cars. More information and tickets at themoviehouse.net. If you like to walk in the crop walk, remember the Northwest Connecticut Crop 37th Hunger Walk is virtual this year. $45,000 is hoped to be raised. The normal course, of course, is not open because of COVID-19, but you can walk at your house, you can walk in your neighborhood at schools, you can walk on your school campuses. For more information, crophungerwalk.org/fallsvillageCT. The Great Barrington Select Board continued the public hearing on whether the Great Barrington Airport can have a special permit to build 6 additional hangars. That hearing will be held on Monday at 6 p.m. Governor Ned Lamont says he favors allowing Halloween trick-or-treating in Connecticut. Lamont said that he told Acting Public Health Commissioner Deidre Gifford that he believes the traditional observance of the annual holiday celebration is possible based on the current levels of coronavirus infections, hospitalizations, and deaths. Meanwhile, the hospitalization is at 75 in Connecticut. The positivity rate continues to trend up. On Thursday, there were 55,000 coronavirus cases reported, up 220 since Wednesday. That's a positivity rate of 1.6%. There was one new coronavirus-related death reported on Wednesday, bringing the total since the start of the pandemic to 4,488. Meanwhile, in New York, that infection rate has dropped below 1%, but there have been new deaths reported in Westchester and Dutchess County. After 2 weeks without any related deaths, one Westchester County resident died from the virus on Tuesday. Another person in Dutchess died Tuesday from the virus as well. Black Lives Matter campaign signs have been stolen from Rhinebeck properties, according to police. Multiple signs have been stolen from Rhinebeck properties in the last week. campaign and Black Lives Matter signs were reported stolen in the area of Knollwood Road, Violet Place, North and South Parsonage Streets. The majority of incidents were reported to happen during the night. Residents are asked to report suspicious activity and security footage in those areas by calling 845-876-8181. Individuals responsible for taking signs face petty larceny and trespassing charges. New York lawmakers say the Department of Health opioid data failure is unacceptable. They railed against the state health department on Tuesday for not publishing updated opioid-related death counts required by state law and declining to participate in a hearing on substance abuse issues as overdose deaths spiked during the COVID-19 pandemic in New York. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average opens up today at 27,923.00, the NASDAQ at 11,155.00, and the S&P 500 at 3366.50. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.